first few years, it was really just like, you know, up until I graduated from university, it was really just about, hey, I'm going to get my foot in the door. It's going to help me get work experience. Hopefully, it's going to help me land a full-time job. And that's as far as my thinking went. But as time went on, and, you know, there were times where I went in-house to work for somebody, but I was still doing the freelancing on the side, you know, for one reason or another, things didn't work out, right? Like, I got laid off, this, that, and the other. And it was just like, coming out of those experiences, it's like, well, you know, it's taught me that there's no such thing as job security or stability these days. And if, well, first of all, the definition of stability and security is really different today. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be 40-hour work weeks, you know, just doing a job for somebody else. And I thought, you know, there are a lot of things that I enjoy so much more about running my business that I wasn't getting working for someone else. You know, I wasn't bringing in clients I necessarily wanted to work with. It's like, these are the people the company wants to work with, therefore I just kind of have to suck it up. I wasn't necessarily doing projects that I wanted to do, because they came to us for specific things, or in some cases, like when I worked for a broadcaster, I worked for that regional broadcaster, but decisions were being made back east in Toronto. So when what they decided went for all of the outlets across the country, right? So there were things that even brass in the same office weren't able to change, and I was just expected to toe the line. And it kind of got to the point where it's like, you know, it's not really worth it. I don't want to keep having to prove the worth of what it is that I'm doing in order to keep a full-time job. I would rather go whole hog into running my business and really figuring out, you know, who am I as an entrepreneur? Who do I want to work with? And how do I want to show up and add value for them, right? And to build those relationships that I want to build.
So now I have a question for you, which I, for me, it's interesting just on my life experience. I started going to college. I thought I was going to be a psychologist. I very much enjoyed psychology. But when I discovered technology, and this was in the early mid-90s, I found that traditional education just could not give me what I needed because they were not able to, at the time, they were just not caught up. As you're going through this process of building your portfolio, because at this point you're at your second year building your portfolio and getting real life exposure, did you finish college, and did you finish college because you had to, or did you finish college because you felt that it was going to drive you forward?
It's interesting that you asked this question, because for me it was kind of a half and half sort of thing. My entire degree was mostly theoretical and focusing on critical thinking. The English side of it was really about, you know, historical literature and appreciating it from the standpoint of just it being an interest. On the communication side, a lot of it was theoretical rather than practical, but what it did give me was it really emphasized the critical thinking on analyzing why communication is the way it is, why campaigns are run the way they're run, the messages behind, you know, major advertising campaigns, PR, all of that kind of thing. And it was really sort of that psychological aspect that I think really influenced me as a copywriter with professional writing, and certainly on the PR side, and looking at how do we tell a story that ostensibly is, you know, because everybody's, especially today, so busy, limited time, limited attention spans, and there's so many people out there doing the same thing you're doing. How do you answer the centralized question of, you know, why should somebody care about what it is that you're doing? And I think, if nothing else, my university education really kind of prepared me to think critically about that and start analyzing why certain businesses do certain things, and really be able to recognize where the gaps are in terms of what they're doing, in terms of how they're presenting themselves with their marketing strategies on email, on social media, their website, whatever it is that they're using. So in that way, I think it really prepared me to think critically. But when it came to more of the practical skills, I definitely got that a lot more from doing the projects through freelancing, from building my business, from working with clients, and certainly learning from the agencies that I've worked with in regards to, you know, because every single one of them had different practices and frameworks in which and how they approach clients, how they approach projects.